Welcome to Shul Marshal and Daf, where I'm Sochim Daf Chof Gimel. The Gemara on the top of the page brings the concept of Ein Ribu Achar Ribui Elo Lemat. If the Torah's Mirab is something twice, so that's not a Ribui, that's actually a mute. Two pluses bring a negative. And the question is, what's shot in that? We know in math, two negatives result in a plus, but two pluses don't result in a negative. What's the idea then in the Torah of there's two Ribuim? If you have a ribui, another ribui, that means his Torah is coming to remind, the Torah is coming to reduce, to limit the drosha. The Harav Nachal has a beautiful idea. We'll expand a little bit on his point. The Rambam already tells us that a person, the way he's supposed to act in the world, is always bederech hamemutza, is in the middle way. Don't be too much to one extreme, and not too much to another extreme. The Rambam is referring to the midos of the Adam. But really, this refers to everything in life. A person should not exaggerate, not for good and not for bad. I heard from my grandfather, Zechuanu Livracha, the Torah V'Das, that's how they explained the tefillah, V'aser Satan L'faneinu Me'achareinu. Take the Satan, he should not be in front of us, pushing us to go too much forward. And Me'achareinu should not push us to go too much to the back. He never should be too much to one side. The Gemara Tainis says the Choyne Me'agil, when he davened to Hashem for rain, the Kishbor gave too much rain. So then Choyne Me'agil said a sentence, we can't have too much good, we can't have too much bad. We have to have always derech hamamutza. And that's really the mission of a person's life, always, is to be in between. You have the guf, the body that pushes a person to be very physical. You have the neshama that pushes a person to be very spiritual. And the Adam needs to combine these two together. That's the tafke, that's the job of a human being. The whole purpose in life is to try to get the middle path. In Kabbalah, they have a concept called the maskalo. Maskalo is loshon mishkal, the middle ground. You have things pushing more to the right, you have things pushing more to the left. And the idea is to come to middle ground. That's the goal and that's the purpose in the whole world in general. As we mentioned here many times, the world really reflects the Torah. Says the Harav Nachal, that's the idea that Ein Ribui Achar Ribui Elo Lemat. If I have too much ribui, I'm adding too much, I'm too much to an extreme, that's a mute, that's too much. It's brought down the Rishoyim before Kadosh Baruch Hu wants to punish them. It says, Lifnei Shever Goyin, before they break, there's the Goyin, the highest level, the most empowered time for a Rasha, is right before he breaks. That's the idea of Ein Ribui Achar Ribui Elo Lemat. If you have too much ribui, you exaggerate too much the addition, the expansion of the pasuk, that's actually a mute, that's actually a limitation of the pasuk. In the concept of Kol HaMoisif Gorea, too much is a really griusa, Ein Ribui Achar Ribui Elo Lemat. Anyone wants to join the short machshava email list or WhatsApp group, please email shortmachshava@gmail.com.